They were built as bus stops, but bus riders have long complained about the homeless turning those shelters into their bedrooms or, worse, bathrooms. Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell signed a bill to try and do something about it. The law kicks in this summer, but Kauai took the lead in making it illegal to lie down at or near bus stops between certain times. The ACLU worries the move will expand to include libraries and schools.
So, you know, it is not about one law specifically. It's not about even the text of this law or access to bus stops that we're concerned. We're really concerned about the larger context, which is that for the past 3 or so years, we have essentially passed a bunch of laws that criminalize everyday activity, things that you and me do on a daily basis. And all of these laws have been passed targeting, people that essentially just happen to have no homes. The ACLU's position is that these people deserve and have constitutional rights, and we're there to protect them regardless of whether they have a permanent place to sleep at night or not. And so our main concern is that it just adds to that web of laws that essentially are used on a day-to-day basis to just criminalize homelessness here in Honolulu.
Now, you folks did file a complaint in court over the sit-lie bill.
Yes, we did, and it was about how it was being enforced. So the court case, which we filed a couple of years back, and we settled with the city, essentially was because the police and the crews that were sent to do the sweeps of the city streets were not conducting them in accordance with the law. They were just taking people's property away, things like their documents, medicine, toys, the only belongings that the people had, and then instead of keeping them in storage that they were supposed to for a period of time, they were just disposing of them without any due process of law. So we filed a lawsuit and we settled, and we essentially settled for the city having just to follow the law, essentially keep, giving people notice before they conduct the sweeps, and giving people an opportunity to take the belongings away as opposed to just throwing them out. And then once, if the person for any reason cannot take the belongings away, the city is supposed to store them for a period of time and give the person an opportunity to retrieve them without necessarily having to pay anything.
Right. And I know the state has also been looking to see how that progressed, because they have their issues on their own properties under the freeway viaducts. And, that kind of a thing on under the bridges, in the harbors.
Yes. And as far as we know, the state has also been following similar protocols where they go and they give notice and they give up the persons there an opportunity to retrieve their property. Or if they can't, at least give them an opportunity later to retrieve it from a storage. And again, from our perspective, that's the minimum that due process requires.
Okay. So in the case of this a recent legislation that the mayor signed last week, and then also Kauai, which went into effect last week as well, it also prohibits, lying down in an area around the bus stops during certain hours. So you see it along those same lines?
Well, again, we see it in the larger context of, for the past three or so years, we have had a number of bills that essentially are targeting a very specific group of people. And whenever you're targeting a specific group of people, there are concerns. Like, for example, one is selective enforcement. Let's say the new ban on lying on benches around bus stops or lying within 20 feet of bus stops. My guess is that will only be enforced against people that do not have homes, as opposed to, for example, a tourist in Waikiki that is taking a nap.
There are concerns, though, from bus riders about this growing problem where the homeless are setting up camps and taking over the area and using them as their bedrooms or bathrooms. And then it just becomes just a public health hazard. And then when the city comes in, they take out the benches and then there's no place for the elderly to sit. So how do you explain your position to those people who just want to wait for the bus and want to be able to sit down?
Yeah, well, look, we all live in the same city. We want a clean, safe city. And access to bus stops is actually important to the ACLU for a number of reasons, including people with disabilities often need to have access to sidewalks and to the bus stops. And so it's not a question to us about the specifics of the law, of this law. But it is about, again, how it's going to be enforced. Is it going to be enforced against everyone or just a very specific group of people? And are we given ultimately an opportunity to people to follow the law? One of the reasons the people without homes have been driven to bus stops and to seek shelter in kind of these nooks and crannies of the city is because of the other city laws that the city has passed. Essentially, we're driving them away from an area to another without actually giving them any way to comply with the law, meaning shelter, meaning bathrooms, meaning places where they can be without necessarily, you know, being driven away by the police on the daily sweeps. So Our concern, again, is that it's not necessarily the law itself, but is that it's part of a larger network of laws that target homeless and make it pretty much impossible for them to follow the law because there are essentially no sufficient shelters in the city to house all the homeless people here.
So you folks did submit testimony opposing this here in Honolulu. What happens going forward? Do you think there might be legal challenges down the road?
Well, you know, for us, legal challenges are always the last resort. And we hope we can talk to the city and find ways in which they can enforce the law that is in a constitutional manner. I know the city is also making efforts to increase the housing available for the homeless and the shelter available for the homeless. And we support those efforts. They are important efforts. That being said, you know, given the path in which we're going, it is possible that there will be a legal challenge in the future.
What about on Kauai?
Well, on Kauai, I'll admit, I'm not as familiar with the situation there. My sense is that other counties, they do not enforce the laws on a daily basis. And there are still areas where, for example, people that do not have homes can go. And in Honolulu, in the city and county, what you have is, as we expand those areas, you know, at first it was commercial areas. But now with the Sitlai ban expanding to bus stops and perhaps even there is a proposal to expand it to schools and public libraries, then we're talking about very, very large swaths of the island where essentially then people that do not have homes would have to, you know, leave the city and county of Honolulu if they want to comply with the law. And I think at that point, you know, the constitutional concerns are very serious.
And do you feel, though, that these laws then aren't working in Honolulu?
They are not working. I mean, we have data. And, you know, I was looking at the point in time count for last year. You know, we conducted the one for this year recently, so the numbers are not out yet. But the ones for last year. And what you see is that we have increased for the past 3 years the number of unsheltered individuals in Honolulu. In fact, even though the economy is doing great, even though in other islands the unsheltered individuals, unsheltered homeless people have reduced, here in Honolulu, you have an increase from roughly 1,600 people at night to 2,300. So that's a large increase. I think one of the reasons is that this isn't working. We're spending a lot of resources, a lot of money, but we aren't really providing homeless individuals an option to go to sleep at night, a viable option.
Mateo Caballero is ACLU's legal director. The group works to defend and advance the civil rights and liberties of everyone in Hawaii, but particularly those of prisoners, immigrants, LGBTQ individuals, the homeless, disabled, and other disadvantaged minorities.